Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's also remember everybody that's out there working on a third watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our mail haulers. We have good old Felix and the gang hauling from post office to post office. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, it would be Denise Simon. Good morning.
Morning.
We have a caller on the line, and it is Backgammon Bob. So, Backgammon Bob, what is your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was reading on the FoundersCode.com website that Denise runs about how they're shipping 1,700 border wall panels from San Diego. That's they're 80 inches wide and about 7 foot. That's about 7 foot, and it would cover approximately 2.25 miles. And they're shipping them from San Diego, and they're going to ship them to Texas. And I was wondering, will they use them to fill the gaps? I think that would probably be their best use, where they have some small gaps near some of the cities. And they got this under a government surplus. And I was wondering, can they get this from other locations in San Diego, meaning that they could get more panels and he could finish more walls? That's Governor Abbott, that is.
Yeah.
Okay, Captain, that's it.
Okay, well, I mentioned this at least 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, when it first came out. Might have been a month ago, Denise. We talked about Greg Abbott was going to get a hold of this material, which he had been given permission to do, so many cents on the dollar, and use it to complete the wall where it needed to be completed in the state of Texas, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, it's only going in those places where they have approval to do so.
Yep.
I would say they're priority locations. So the answer to that is yes.
Yep.
Now, not all of that material is surplus. In fact, the Biden administration has been completely opposed to providing any materials to Abbott. But in this case, there were materials that were not, they were in surplus, but they were still, I think, under the ownership of the manufacturer or the supplier.
Correct.
That's how he was able to get them, because the Biden administration is really not cooperating.
No, this is being handled between the private manufacturer and the state of Texas, and it keeps the government right out of it. But the government did give them emergency permission or whatever it was to finish where the wall had already been approved, to finish it there in those sections.
Yeah, so we don't know what the status is. I mean, we don't know what the construction status is. at this point. I haven't heard anything. I haven't seen anything. I've kind of poked around on that one to see if, you know, if there's been some advances. But I haven't seen anything on that.
Okay. Now, we've heard about this general, the commanding general, that's dubbed the Butcher of Mariupol, who allegedly ordered the hospital bombing and brutal attacks as have been identified. And he apparently is now a target all by his lonesome. But we heard a rumor yesterday, and I mentioned it in passing in hour number one, that one of their high-ranking officers may have been run over by a tank he was standing in front of to order somebody to do something, and they weren't going to do it. And as a result, they wound up running this guy over. Now, if this happened, that's an amazing turnaround as to what's going on with the Russian military.
This particular general that you're speaking of got this reputation because of his orders going back to Syria in Aleppo. So the interesting thing is that why did not the United States or the human rights association groups out there or the International Criminal Court take any action on him going back to Aleppo? But,
yeah,
you know, we are where we are.
Yeah.
As far as Mariupol is concerned, there is a shopping center apparently that is still standing in some form, and the Russians have already sent in some of their puppet government types, and they set up an office there, and they're passing out all kinds of propaganda and flyers, and they're making phone calls and everything else. But I don't think they're going to be doing that for too long. Because I've given that tip to a couple of people that are very creative with computer keyboards, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they're going to be taking down whatever communications there is at that particular shopping center.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and you're also listening to my conversation with Denise Simon from Founders Code.com, and we'll get right back to that in a minute after I tell you that this segment is being brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for going on 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go over to the website, geico.com, and find out any kind of information you want, including a rate quote, on the vehicle you're driving, whether it's a car or whether it's a truck. Now, if you also have a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, they can insure that too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your automobile policy with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. That's where you save a boatload of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. You can find out where your agent is, or you can do it on the internet, whichever works for you. Geico.com. Check them out. Save yourself some money. Okay, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. And good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to change gears a little bit, and I'm going to talk about this lawsuit that's going on now and the charges that were the case that was dropped against Donald Trump. Now, we know that Donald Trump is suing a bunch of people, including Hillary Clinton. And then yesterday we heard there's a bunch of other people involved in this, including some of the people in the national intelligence realm that were making false accusations about him. And apparently he's going after all of them. Is that correct?
Well, one is the lawsuit is 108 pages.
Uh-huh.
And as far as those in the intelligence community, not so sure about that. It is Hillary. It is the DNC. It is Perkins Coie. It is Michael Sussman, Mark Elias, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Charles Halliday Dolan, Jake Sullivan, John Podesta, Bobby Mook, who used to work for Diane Feinstein, Philip Reines, Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, Peter Fritsch, Nellie Orr, Bruce Orr, Orbis, Christopher Steele, Igor Danchenko, New Star, Rodney Jaffe, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Kevin Kleinsmith, Andrew McCabe, and then there's a list of John Doe's 1 through 10, of which there are either real names or fictitious names or unknown entities, and that's because of how the information that is available talks about, you know, person number one or person number two or person number three.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I have not read the 108 pages, but there is an introduction that says in the run-up to 2016, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to this nation's democracy. Defendants maliciously conspired to weave a false narrative that their Republican opponent, Donald J. Trump, was colluding with a hostile foreign sovereignty. The actions taken in furtherance of their scheme, falsifying evidence, deceiving law enforcement, exploiting access to highly sensitive data sources, are so outrageous, subversive, and incendiary that the events of Watergate pale in comparison. So there's your first paragraph of the introduction. So, interestingly enough, I subscribe to a couple of the sizable legal websites, ones that the bar associations use and whatnot, and they are generally very critical and generally very nasty when it comes to anything Donald Trump. They're very left-wing, but that's what the National Law Journal is about.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, they're not critical that I have seen when this lawsuit came out. So I think that that says something pretty interesting to me. In the lawsuit, you know, the both sides have to cough up documentation and evidence, and it has to be shared. So that forces then all of those people that I just named to preserve evidence. They can't go through and start deleting stuff or destroying evidence. If they're caught, then that's a crime into itself. So this one could be very interesting. He actually filed this lawsuit in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was interesting because it takes it. He has a better chance with better judges in the state of Florida than he does in Washington, D.C. or New York.
Mm-hmm. Now, a top prosecutor working on the Southern District of New York's criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump revealed that the investigation has been suspended indefinitely in a letter announcing his own resignation. Now, this was former federal prosecutor Mark Pomerantz, who came out of retirement to work on the Trump investigation. Of course, he claimed that Trump was guilty of numerous felony violations, said it was a grave failure of justice not to indict the former president, but it was not up to him. It was up to the person who also resigned that was in charge of this that said that they just didn't have evidence that was going to stick. They could not prove their case.
Yeah, that happened several weeks ago. So,
yep. And we're now getting some of the details, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's good news, and I think the fact that they necessarily knew that all things dealing with the Russiagate had collapsed, they were trying to go down so many other things, and I just don't think that they could cough up anything more than what they tried to cough up and failed during the Mueller investigation.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a couple of key sentences in here, then I'll back off this one. It says the investigation has been suspended indefinitely. Also, it indicates that regardless of what Pomerantz believed, the district attorney did not think that he could prove Trump committed any crimes in a court of law. Then the second thing was they ultimately reversed their decision because they were going to take it to court to begin with. And when they changed district attorneys, because Mr. Vance was moved from the he had moved from the district attorney's office, he was unconvinced. The new district attorney was unconvinced that there was enough evidence to win the case.
Correct.
So that's where we're at.
Yes.
Now, all that being said, and 55 cents gets you a cup of coffee, right?
Maybe.
Okay. Now, let's talk for a second about the Supreme Court, who made an interesting decision involving the Pentagon. They decided to allow the Pentagon to limit deployment of the unvaccinated service members, including the Navy SEALs, some of whom wanted to go back on active duty and get into the fight, so to speak. And the Supreme Court said, nope, they stood with the Pentagon that it wasn't going to happen. They didn't throw them out of the service, but they just aren't going to be doing anything related to what they're trained to do.
And now it looks like the Pentagon is going to go through it on a case-by-case basis once again. So you do it for one military service, you have to kind of do it across the board. So I would say that we're at a time where we probably need our special forces more than ever.
Yes.
And the Pentagon, with some of these ridiculous decisions, have shot themselves in the foot. And now that the pandemic is pretty much been canceled in some form or fashion, unless you talk to Dr. Fauci, I think they're having to rethink their positions now.
Yeah. Did you hear about the 21 individuals who have been arrested in Utah after three victims were rescued as part of a human trafficking rescue operation, which was conducted a month or so ago? But in Utah, this was quite the deal, and they did save three young people, including a 13-year-old girl who had been trafficked around the around the net for prostitution with guys that would contact her via the internet.
That's generally the way it goes.
Yep, and boy, I'm telling you, I'm glad they got these guys, 21 of them. I'm glad they got them.
Exactly.
Yep. All righty. I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great, great, great weekend.
Good weekend.
Yep.
Thank you.
See you later. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she has on her website. And like Bagamon Bob does, he goes over there and reads the articles that she writes about. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United Nations says it has obtained satellite information of a mass grave in a Ukrainian city. A UN official saying the estimated number of bodies in the grave in Mariupol is about 200. That same official said the death rate in the city has increased due to lack of food, electricity, and water. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Friday the United States should have moved faster toward renewable energy sources and that if we had done so, the country would be in a better position to address climate change and national security. Yellen also dismisses high gas prices, saying they have been higher.
They're not as high in real terms as they were earlier in this century. It's conceivable that they could move higher.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for the military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu to find out more. And they have 2 campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Right now, they're going to tell you about themselves, and here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Very high-paying and in-demand job. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa, and they're on the other side of Tampa Bay over in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. Now you can find out from students, from instructors, and even the very people that would be putting together your student loan application.
what you need to know at either location. So, call them at 800-659-2080 or check them out on the line, NAA.edu, and don't forget you can visit their campuses, the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa, and the one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, senators, on top of everything else they have to do, have called for increased funding for the U.S. military operations now going on in Central and Southern America to counter the illicit drug trafficking and rising influence from China and Russia. This as the White House prepares to release a defense budget plan next week. Now, we all know that we have plenty of problems in South and Central America with the drug kingpins, as well as Mexico. And it's all related. And we know that China and Russia have been trying to stick their nose into the middle of it for years. China wants a base. Russia wants a base, besides the one they have in Cuba, I might add. But they both have reasons for all of this. And we'll see what happens. Now, this also has to do with the border mission. And the border mission, which should probably be a homeland security job. So says the home or the head of the Northern Command military. Now, sending National Guard troops home will depend largely on the Homeland Security Department's ability to surveil the border and prevent illegal crossings on its own. Right now, something that they just can't seem to do. So how soon that happens? Don't know. To be continued. To be continued. Now, a discharge characterization of anything less than fully honorable does not have to deprive you of access to veterans' benefits indefinitely, and the stigma that may be associated with a certain type of discharge doesn't have to be that way either. So, pardon me, what veterans and service members need to know about the military discharge upgrades can be found out about by simply going over to the VA website and checking in and asking the right questions. Now, President Zelensky said yesterday that the Ukrainians need to achieve peace and halt the Russian bombardment that's forced their millions to flee their country to countries like Poland, Romania, Bulgaria, in the region where U.S. President Joe Biden is due to witness the crisis firsthand. He's going to be doing a little bit more moving around today. Yesterday, he wasn't in a position where he was going to see much of anything. Today, he will be taking a firsthand look at the refugees that are coming across the border and seeing the problems that they are now possessed with or presented with. So we'll see what happens. Now, some members of the G7 are appalled by what they've been finding out when it comes to war crimes committed by the Russians. Of course, our president, Joe Biden, warned that NATO would respond if Russian President Vladimir Putin uses a chemical weapon in the Ukraine war. And during a trio of summits to Brussels, other countries, and the Ukraine, Western leaders have promised to provide the Ukraine with more military and humanitarian aid. Well, they better, and they can't dilly-dally, because these people need that. Speaking of aid, I don't have to tell you how serious and terrible the situation is going on right now in the nation of Ukraine. Unprovoked Russian aggression has decimated large portions of the country, creating an immediate and massive humanitarian crisis. Now, my flagship radio station is partnering with Food for the Poor to deliver food and other aid to almost 6 million displaced citizens within the Ukraine borders, as well as the 3 million refugees this terrible situation has created. Now, I'm asking you to help to assist in this effort with whatever you can help with by going to my flagship station, TheAnswerTampa.com, that website, TheAnswerTampa.com, and clicking on the banner that says Help Ukraine and contribute whatever you can. Help Ukraine. I can assure you that 100% of the money you give is going to go directly to help the people in Ukraine. And this is part of the Food for the Poor effort. And you all know, if you know charities, you all know about Food for the Poor and their great reputation. So you couldn't ask for a better partner to do this. Just go to my website for the radio station, the flagship station, TheAnswerTampa.com, and click on the Help Ukraine button. Give whatever you can. You'll be glad you did. And there's no telling how many hundreds of people, maybe even thousands, that this is saving. And believe me, it is saving people's lives. We know that for sure. Now, when I come back from this break that I'm about to take, I'm going to be talking about the Let's Go Brandon rally coming up in April. I am going to be there. Of course, I'm going to tell you about Moss Nissan, where I'm going to be today. You're welcome to stop by, get some free food, and watch the basketball games if you want, because we're going to have the big screen TV there. We're going to have the shade chair, or the shade there, and the shade chairs lined up and all that good stuff, so you'll be able to come up, grab yourself a bite to eat, and we're there till 3 o'clock and watch some basketball. How about that? Because that's what we'll have on, I'm sure, in the big screen TV that he's got there. So we'll see what's going on there. And, oh, by the way, speaking of basketball, how about St. Peter's? That little small college out of New Jersey. St. Peter's. Holy cow. They're headed to the Final Eight. Goodness sakes. Way to go, St. Peter's. Keep it going. And Duke, you keep it going. All right, Coach K, last games in his illustrious career. All right, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff, and Sarah. So, what's up? And Jeff is a regular contributor to the program and does a lot of our liners. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from my buddy Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought either a new or a pre-owned vehicle up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, too, as well as up and down the East Coast, up and down the Upper Midwest and Midwest itself, and out west as far as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. Why? Because they're willing to do whatever it takes to be the best in a nation, and they work very hard at that. Now, it starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection of Moss either. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, accessories that you could dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so take advantage and upgrade your right now. Your vehicle, if it's in good shape, could be worth 36-37% more than the Blue Book value. That's a fact. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, keep in mind, they are building a brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, It'll be just west of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. Ought to be open in about another 4 to 6 weeks. And when it is, I'll be there for the grand opening. Looking forward to going up there and saying howdy, howdy to all my Brooksville friends that I see at the gun shows and whatnot. Plus, when I was on the stations up there for several years, the AM and FM stations I was on. Now, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And when you get to Newport Richey, if you really want to save some money, ask for Sean and tell him the captain sent you. Ask for Sean and tell him the captain sent you at Newport Richey. I guarantee you that will help you save money. So, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the business. Don't forget to check out the all-new Rogue. And remember, Newport Richey is about 40 minutes north of St. Petersburg and about the same time north of Tampa. You can save thousands of dollars on your car purchase there. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty. I'm going to be doing a lot of things in the month of April. We have a lot of political things coming up. As you might well imagine, and there's going to be a lot of events all around the state, too. So we'll be getting out to some of those, traveling a little bit more than what we normally do, because we've been asked to be a participant in some of these, and we told them we would be. And we're going to try to set up remotely so that we can broadcast from some of these things. And as long as we're able to do that, you'll be able to hear us doing what we're doing. We'll probably pre-record an hour of this or an hour of that while we're at these different places. It won't be a live show unless for some reason we're able to make that work with the schedule that's going on with the local station here and with the network. You never know, so I have to go by their priorities. But at the very least, I will make it into a podcast that you'll be able to hear. Now, don't forget, today we're going to get to the root cause of the reason that Joe Biden opened his mouth and inserted foot with the way that he said that the United States was telling the young men that you're going to see when you're there, meaning when they get to the Ukraine, some of you have already been there, you're going to see women, young people, standing in the middle and in front of a damn tank saying, I'm not leaving. Well, you know, Biden opened his mouth and he put a target, a bullseye, on these members of the 82nd Airborne. And if you don't understand that, then you don't understand the way things work when somebody says something like that. He targeted an entire unit in Poland, which is not that far away from being targeted by a Russian missile battery. And I don't want to wish anybody any bad luck, but my God, you don't say stuff like that. Even if it's true, you don't say stuff like that. It's classified information that you don't open your mouth about. And he has instead put these great paratroopers of the 82nd Airborne in harm's way by running his mouth. Now, somebody needs to get to him, whether it's Kamala or his chief of staff or his secretary of state, Blinken, or somebody, or whether that's a DOD secretary, Austin. Somebody's got to get to him and say, Mr. President, loose lips sink ships. You got to be quiet. Because even if it's not true what you're saying, people are going to act on that, and bad things can happen to good people. I get it. I'm pretty sure you get it. So think about that. And by the way, coming up April the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Brandon, Florida, it'll be the first Let's Go Brandon rally. And boy, this is going to be some fun. Some fun. You want to get your tickets now while you can. Let'sGoBrandonRally.org is a website, or you can call them up at 813-444-4800. That's 813-444-4800. It'll be at the Sheraton Tampa Brandon Hotel, April 1st, April 2nd, April 3rd, April 4th. I personally will be there. on April the 2nd set up, and I'll be right there. I'll have my equipment and gear all ready to go, and I'll be doing something recorded there. So I'm looking forward to that. And yesterday we had Kevin Stillwagon on the program, one of the contributors. We're going to have more people during the week next week, so you'll be able to hear them talking about what they're going to be talking about. But mark your calendars for the first weekend of April in Brandon, Florida, April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, the biggest rally of 2022, Stand Up to Tyranny, Stand Up to Mandates, featuring the biggest names in MAGA. Purchase tickets at the letsgorally.org website. The first weekend of April, April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Remember, that's letsgobrandonrally.org. And I will be there on April the 2nd, and I'm looking very much forward to seeing a bunch of you there. Right here in our backyard, let's support them and get to the program. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you idiot crooks, you Benedict Arnold's in the Senate. It should be 100-0 voting against this left-wing hack radical. Okay, 100-0. And Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, you should be out there with all the Republicans saying everybody should be voting against this. The American people are voting against this left-wing hack. Okay? That's what it should be. But you idiots in the Republican Party got no guts. Look at Romney, he's a Democrat. Liz Cheney's a Democrat. And then Soros bought the rest of you off. You know, holy pieces of crap. This lady is not qualified. She didn't even say what a woman is. It's a disgrace. She does pedophiles on TV. It's a disgusting thing. Okay? When these pedophiles go out and kill your kids, then you wish that you voted against her. It's a joke. It's a disgrace. 100-0 against confirming this left-wing hack. Let me say something else here. Biden's on the Chinese payroll. See, Donald, this is the difference. I love you, but the people around you aren't smart enough. You asked Stuart Varney the other day. You said that Stuart Varney asked you a question. He said, because Biden's stupid. No, because Hunter Biden is on the Joe are on the Chinese payroll, and they're selling America out. That's why. And Barr, in your stupid book, one damn thing after another. No, I didn't buy it. You should have came out and said that the evidence is crystal clear that Hunter Biden's corrupt and Joe Biden's corrupt. Now, nuts, stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and most importantly, stand up for our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work and save the country. Please, Captain.
All right. And unfortunately, you can't do anything if the courts won't go along with you. That was the problem. Still is. Courts wouldn't act. The courts would not act. So, judges, some of them get elected, but the majority of them, when they get up in the federal level, they're appointed. So we got to pay more attention to that while we can. Unfortunately, this female Supreme Court nominee is going to go through. All right, I'll see you up at Moss Nissan, Newport Richey today, 11 to 3.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.